This podcast is brought to you by Podjo and GoDaddy. Want killer content with a badass domain name? This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Gilmore. We've got good news. The Earthlink Challenge is over, and three people have won. Some interesting spots have been created by a whole bunch of people, and they've been processed through the gauntlet of judges, and the following three people have come out unscathed. They are David Ippolito, Dennis Gray, and Steve Webb. They've got three interesting spots that I'm going to be playing on the show for the next few weeks, and let's start with Steve Webb.
Is your computer a hacker magnet? It won't be anymore because Earthlink is here to save the day. With downloads faster than a speeding bullet and firewall that is more powerful than a locomotive. It has an antivirus system that cleanses your PC with the click of a mouse.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Earthlink! Perfect internet from outer space that linked to Earth with powers and abilities far greater than those of normal high speed, and prices so low that it will blow you out of this world. So make the right decision and turn to Earthlink as your internet provider.
You can find out more about the Earthlink Challenge on a new website, http://earthlink.podshow.com. Features information about the 18 finalists, the challenge, and our winners. We've got a great new sponsor, GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy is the number one domain registrar worldwide. I didn't know that until I started this campaign. They've got all sorts of offers and possibilities for, they have new domain names, transfers, and renewals for as low as $1.99. They have hosting plans, website builders, secure certificates, and much more. The famous much more, but they really do have a lot. I want to give you some codes. These are special codes that if you go to the website and record the required promo code, then you can get special deals, which will actually come back and support my daughters as they try and survive long enough to get to college. As a Gilmore Gang listener, if you enter code GANG1 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% on any order. If you enter GANG2, you'll save an additional $5 off any order of $30 or more. And if you enter GANG3, you'll get your .com domain name for just $6.95 a year. I think that's about $2 less than what it costs online. You know, I even on occasion give gifts of domain names to friends of mine, and there's some interesting ones out there, and you might want to try that. And if you do, make sure that you use the GANG3 code. Or if you're listening on Gilmore Daily, you can do another type of code. Gilmore 1, Gilmore 2, and Gilmore 3. These people are really great folks. They've been supporting people, not just Podshow people, but other people like Dave Slusher in the Podosphere. And I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for their support of us, and for the opportunity for you folks to be able to register that you're listening to the show and that you can participate in a way that becomes interactive. All right, so I want to go around the table. Who's going to be? Are the Republicans going to lose Congress, Jason?
I don't care about politics. They're all slime buckets.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, I don't care whether you're
intelligent people don't care about politics.
Well, that's a damn shame.
No, come on. I want to hear what you really think that.
You're not going to vote, Jason. You're not.
I didn't
vote?
Even know there was an election. No, I'm not going to vote. I may vote.
Did you vote last time?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, who'd you vote for?
I don't even remember.
Okay.
I just vote for Democrats.
Okay, well, there you go.
You just vote for money. You're only interested in money.
Since you vote for Democrats...
I'm only interested in money. You know what I'm interested in?
Yeah.
I am interested in putting kids who can't afford to go to a private school through private school.
And you're going to do that, right, with your new radio show?
I have somebody who, I've got multiple parties who offered to give me $1,000 per show, and I have an advertiser that's willing to give me $1,000 or $2,000 per show. So it looks like we're going to be able to do $100,000 to $150,000, maybe $200,000 a year, which is enough to put four kids through private school for 4 years each.
And what, so what happens if you scale that? You think it's worthwhile to ruin public education in the country?
No, it has nothing to do with that. I think about four individuals. We have the first one who is in need, who is a foster child in Brooklyn who has nothing in her life. And I think about her going from a classroom with 40 students in it to a classroom with 15 and being able to have what rich people are able to have. And
but yeah, then that's worthwhile on a very specific individual basis. But if you scale that only modestly, you're doing mass destruction.
Let me tell you something. The only thing that matters is the individual. You have to do things on an individual basis. If everybody in this country did something good for one other person, this country would be the shining example of mankind. But the problem is we have a third or half the country that just thinks about themselves and actually takes away from society.
It would be Darfur. That's, you know, we'd have...
No, come on. Dana, we understand your point, which is that, you know, that it would...
Please don't give me some educational bullshit about credits. All I know is it's a better education, and I can provide it for somebody.
Okay,
I'm going to do it.
But
I can put food on somebody's table.
That's great. That's
so why would you vote Democrat
right?
With that kind
of
perspective?
What are you talking about? I can't solve the problems. You call me a selfish son of a bitch because I'm putting some kid into a school that they could never afford? Listen, I can't solve the problems with the broken school system in Brooklyn, okay?
Well,
I can't solve that. Why?
Yeah.
Because I'm not capable of that. You know what I'm capable of doing is? I'm capable of getting people to give me money to go do something for these kids. That's what I'm capable of.
Why don't you use the media company you have to get them to vote properly so that they can put the public servants in place to give a good educational
And you know
system.
What? And the four students I'm talking about are going to fall through the cracks. So you know what? If you're good at politics or somebody out there is good at that, which I am not because I don't have the tolerance for it, let them go play the political game. I'm going to go try and save three or four kids' lives, okay? And if I'm an evil person for trying to save a couple of kids' lives and maybe in the process maybe save my soul, I'm going to do it.
Well, I'm sure it'll make you feel good at the end of the week, but you're not doing a damn thing for the rest of the system.
You're an idiot.
But why should he?
You're an absolute idiot.
Why should he do anything for the rest of the system? He's saying he doesn't care about the system.
Yeah, obviously.
You're an idiot. I don't care about the system. The system is broken. I didn't break it. I'm going to try to help some kids have a better life, and you're giving me a hard time about it?
Yeah, I am.
I hope that you're kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm dead serious.
All right, you know what? Don't ever talk to me again. I'm off this call. It was great. I rate this show a 10, except for the idiotic statement that somebody trying to help a kid get a better education is evil.
I didn't say it was evil. I said it was short-sighted. The system is more important than one or two
You know
kids.
What? You're a typical intellectual who's over-intellectualizing it, okay?
And you're selfish person who thinks helping one person is a good thing.
Yeah, you know what? That's right. It's called Christianity, okay? It's called being a mensch, okay? And you know what? If everybody in this country just tried to do a little bit better for their fellow man, we'd be in a better place than if everybody got so obsessed with this power, corrupt political process, which sucks. The government should be reduced down to its minimum necessity, and the rest of us should go do good things for people, and society would be better.
And you think I'm over-intellectualizing?
I'm not. It's very simple for me. Somebody in need, some way to help. Put the two together, the world gets better. That's it. Holding the door
for somebody, helping somebody
go to school.
Four people get better, not the world. Four people.
Okay, so everybody go help four people.
Yeah, well, the economics of the country don't work that way, do they?
They could, and Bill Gates is proving it.
Wait a minute. How is Bill Gates proving it?
Bill Gates is proving that an enlightened person who is very successful in their career can go take that money and go fund it towards making the world a better place. And he is going to put more pennies on the dollar towards helping people than the government ever could.
And he's teaching people how to fish. He's not just giving them a ham sandwich, right?
Yeah, and well, the people who I'm helping go to school will go and have a positive impact on society as well. Maybe one of them will go fix the corrupt political system. But I don't have any skill set there.
Yeah,
you're asking me to go up,
Dana,
you know, employ some skill set I don't have.
You know, Dana, you can handle this, you know, offline with Jason if you want to.
We can
Hang
agree
on a second.
To disagree.
Let me make my point. But I don't agree with you that there is a relationship between what Jason is doing and the political system. I think that that's a stretch, and I think that you're personalizing it in a way that I think weakens your argument, which you know, frankly, I don't understand.
I understand it totally. I thought everything Jason said made a great deal of sense.
Oh, I'm not talking about Jason. I'm talking about Dana.
Oh, okay.
Dana seems to me to be putting himself...
Dana, are you pandering for attention and ratings? If you are, kudos to you. Thank you for getting more. I hope this gets blogged.
Personal. Take it easy, bud. I don't have an advertising model, so I'm not looking for ratings. I think I have a point here, which is to say that in a country where it's a democracy, just privatizing everything is really only
Jason doing what he's doing, privatizing everything? I mean, that's such a rigid perspective, and I just don't understand it. I mean, this sounds more like a political argument than anything reasonable. You've basically backed yourself into a corner where, you know, people who don't give a shit about politics are wondering what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, let the readers or the listeners decide.
Well, they will, but that's not my point. You know, are you interested in driving Jason off this show because he is so incensed at the idea that you're essentially, telling him that he is doing something that what he's doing, which I think is incredible. I think it's a great idea. The only thing I don't like about it is that if he's going to have a radio show where he talks all about himself on his show, then he's not coming on this one anymore because I don't want to have it duplicated.
I'm not going to duplicate. I promise you that.
What?
I promise you it will not be duplicative. I'm going to do an interview show.
I promise you I won't because I'm going to subscribe to your show, and if I hear any of what's on your show on my show, then, you know, you'll be off the show.
Get over it.
What I was saying is that...
No, I'm not going to get over it. There's only a certain amount of time that people have, and I'm not going to waste people's time with something that they already have gotten, and I'm going to be one of those people. I'm going to be a user in charge here. I'm going to subscribe to Jason's show because it sounds fantastic.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use all the connections I got to get the highest caliber people I can to do an interview with me. And then when I get them on the show, at the end, I'm going to tell them what the cause of the show is. I'm going to ask them if they want to try to help. I'm not going to put them on the spot, but I'll tell them before the show starts probably, hey, you know, by the way, if you want to make some announcement during the show that we're going to help somebody, you can feel free to do that at any time, no pressure. And I bet you, because I have some friends who have too much money and aren't doing enough good stuff in the world, and it's not because they don't want to, it's just because they probably don't get to it. I bet you some other people might say on the show, hey, I'm going to drop 10 grand. I'm going to drop 50 grand. You know, it could happen.
Right. Now, my point to Dana is, how on earth does that constrain people from participating in the political process or doing anything else that they want to do?
It doesn't constrain them at all.
Okay, what is it? Is it going to be used as an excuse by the Republicans to say, oh, well, all these people are doing this in the private sector, so we don't need any money for schools?
No,
do you think they'll say that?
If everybody thinks that they can solve these problems by just giving a ham sandwich to four people rather than trying to effectively fix the system.
A ham sandwich?
Yeah.
An education?
A lot more than a ham sandwich.
An education? Good grief. I mean, what are we doing here? Is this a ham sandwich?
Listen, there are human beings we're talking about here. And to
we're
reduce
talking
them to ham
about,
sandwiches...
Yeah, we're all contributing to
this. This qualifies as a ham sandwich.
We're contributing to this call, you know, and, you know, I've had... You know, we've all had discussions about business models and stuff, but I think we can all agree, and I know that I am. I'm doing this show in order to do exactly what Jason's talking about, which is to let people share and participate in the real conversations that, if they aren't, should be going on in the technology space.
Listen, I'm doing it for selfish reasons. I'm having a quarter-life crisis, and I want to try to do something good before I die. And so if me having a quarter-life crisis makes some other kids have a good life, because you know what? I had a tough life growing up. I grew up in Brooklyn. It was hard. My dad was a bartender. My mom was a nurse. We didn't have money. I couldn't go to college. I had to pay my own way through college. I worked two or three jobs. I went at night. It took me 5-6 years, okay? So don't tell me that I'm not helping some kid, because I know that I suffered hard, and my brother suffered and my parents suffered trying to get by. So I don't know how you grew up, but I grew up hard in Brooklyn.
But you live
in
140 years old. That sounds pretty good.
But there's kids in Brooklyn who have it harder than me. And if I can help any of them, I'm going to do it.
Right.
I don't care about the politics. I don't understand the politics. I don't understand how the system got so screwed up. I have no insights into that. What I have an insight into is that this is better and that I can help some people. And I'm going to take the shot.
It's very worthy for you to work outside the system, but I'm thinking that at a larger scale and for the betterment of the country in general, it has to be a systemic approach where we just can't turn our back on democracy and the government. We have to work with what we've got, try to fix with what we've got so that all kids can get a much better sense of a public education without having to go through what you had to go through.
But it's not mutually exclusive, Dana. What is... what is it, what he's going to do have anything to do with what we should all be doing?
Yeah, you know, that theoretical argument is going to happen for 10 years. And you know what? These kids are going to wind up going to a school. They're going to wind up getting themselves in trouble. They're never going to get to college. I'm putting them in a school, a preparatory school, that will put people into Harvard or Ivy League schools and put these kids on a track that they could never have been on, and they will give back to society. You know why? Because people who come from nothing wind up caring about people more than people who come from something. Trust me, I'm one of them.
Well, that's terrific. But on the other hand, if you walk away from politics and everybody else that's got intelligence and drive and passion and money walks away from politics, then the only people are left are the corrupt bums that are running this stuff now.
Well, but nobody agreed. Nobody.
And they'll have less to do because if everybody solved their own problems in their own community, there would be less political nonsense going on. I don't need the city of Santa Monica or the New York City to solve problems in my community. I'll go solve it myself, can go fire people and have less government.
That's where you're being an either or, and I don't buy that either. I mean, just because you don't want to go after waste your time in your opinion with the politics, doesn't mean that it's a waste of time.
Just look at how inefficient they are. This is the problem with internet people and politics. You can't buy into a system that's so corrupt and inefficient if you're a technology person. I just can't.
But you can't remove yourself from it either, not at scale. You can, but not everybody else can. A lot of us have to live within this system.
I don't buy that either.
I mean, I just think...
I don't think we have to worry that there's going to be too many people helping too many other people that the system can't be fixed. I don't get it.
I agree with that.
Well, I guess I agree with that, too, but I wish it was both and not just
all right, so let's beat up the one guy who's trying.
Come on. Stop with
be a martyr over here.
He has to cross the climb.
Listen, I'm doing it for my own self-interest. I feel guilty about my success.
Okay,
let's
you successfully
here.
Not answered my question, so I would like
what was
to...
my question? I'm not going to do anything that relates to what's on the show. I promise
no,
and you have
that,
my allegiance to the show. The only allegiance
I've already told you.
I don't have is to Adam Curry.
I have a system, pardon me.
For letting you break up the show into five pieces.
Excuse me?
The only allegiance I don't have is to you and Adam Curry for breaking the show up into five pieces.
Adam Curry doesn't like it either.
Well, he's your boss, and at some point you're going to start listening to him.
He's my partner. Do we have to go over this again? I don't think so. All right, so are the Republicans going to lose the House of Representatives in Ann Arbor?
I don't know. I don't have any insight into that, except that I hope they do. I pray they do.
Okay. Doc Searle.
No, they're not. It's they're going to lose a few seats. They're not going to lose the whole thing.
Exactly.
And that will be seen, by the way, as a Republican victory, and that's going to be the way it's played in the media.
Which is, business as usual.
Yeah.
Danny Gardner.
Yeah, I do think that the majority in the House will shift to the Democrats. The Senate will probably still stay Republican.
Okay. Gabe Rivera.
I haven't been keeping score on this. I don't know.
Put one in the Calacanis camp there. That's two votes for don't know.
/ don't care.
Robert Anderson.
I don't think so. I hope that there's a change, but there won't be. I think there'll be a terror alert any week now, and that'll cement it for the Republicans.
Well, I hope you're wrong, and I don't.
Osama bin Laden coming in.
I don't think that that'll happen, and I don't think it'll take that. And I think Doc and Robert are correct, which is no way is it going to happen.
I have a premonition of Condi Rice at a press conference announcing that Osama bin Laden's been captured due to a special operative that she spearheaded.
Really?
You're going for the wag the dog theory for the next 3 weeks.
No, that's a.
No, no, I'm talking about for the next election.
I think that's a cynical but correct.
Okay, so
she's been working on this since before 2001.
All right, so
why else would she back up Bush with all these faux pas and bumbling? She's going to get to bring in Osama.
Well, what if Bill Gates brought Osama in? Would that get him out of the Microsoft jam?
Listen, it's a good thing that I am not Bill Gates because I would actually put $1 billion price tag on Osama bin Laden's head. Because I would do something wacky like that.
Yeah, so you shouldn't go into politics.
Definitely
all right,
not.
Great
idea. Let's think of a collection.
Imagine $100 million. Is it $100 million we have in his head right now? $50 million?
I think it was 20, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, 20. Who's going to give up him for $20 million? That's nothing. You know what 20 million buys you in L.A.? You'd be living in a shack.
I mean, in Shaq's shack.
$50 million, you can buy a decent house, so that means the person's got to get at least $250.
All right, so Dan Farber, what's coming up next week?
Next week, we have the now famous Office 2.0 conference, where Office will be declared officially dead or alive. There's also the Salesforce.com Dreamforce event, where they're going to be announcing that they're opening up their platform a lot more in terms of the programming tools and enhancing their structured object language, for those of you who like the technical details. And the baseball playoffs continue.
All right. Anybody have anything else to say?
So, yeah.
Well, I have one thing, which is we got through this whole conversation without talking about the attention trust gesture bank announcements this week.
Yeah, well, you know,
so the inattention to that must mean it's not that important.
You know, that could be true, but
sleeper.
Denise Howell covered it, I thought, rather effectively on your on ZDNet blog.
Yes, she did.
She's smart.
Absolutely.
She's fantastic.
She's doing
also
a podcast for somebody?
She's the latest member of the attention
trust board. She's doing an IT conversations and something with Leo Laporte.
I love her. I think she's very smart.
Okay. Arrington, are you on the phone?
Guess
he didn't call back.
He got called into a meeting at Google. He's negotiating the sale.
Doc, anything else?
No, I'm just enjoying the show.
Doc, are you in L.A.?
No, I'm in Santa Barbara.
Barbara
right now, but I'm going to Copenhagen next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in fact, I'll probably miss the show.
Reboot-related, or?
Yeah, no, it's work.
Good.
It's a speaking gig. It's a, you know, getting paid to go talk.
Are you taking SAS with the Wi-Fi on the plane?
We'll see if they have it. The last two times I took it didn't work. I will be on SAS, though. We'll see if it happens.
I took it to Seattle and then to Copenhagen, and I had it on the Seattle-Copenhagen leg, and it was brilliant.
It worked for about 3 minutes, and then it stopped working, and I paid $29. And the way back, it didn't work at all, and I saved the $29.
It worked so good for me.
That's great. I'm glad. And I'd love to see it work, actually, but I'm not holding my breath.
Hmm.
You know.
Okay. This is Steve Gilmore. Thanks to the Gilmore Gang. And if this is the last show,
thanks to GoDaddy.
Huh?
Thanks to GoDaddy.
GoDaddy and Earthlink.
Oh, Earthlink
no,
and GoDaddy, my two favorite companies.
No, is it Earthlink? Yeah, it's Earthlink.
Earthlink. I love you. GoDaddy, I love you.
And Pacho.
And Pacho, Adam Curry, I love you. Pacho. Delicious.
Okay, thanks again, guys. See you next time, if there is a next time. Bye-bye.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
I love it.